Well, Jay, you've finished your day's work. You're not here tomorrow, but you had a good win today. It's nice to win in Wexford, isn't it? Lunar display. Decent enough performance.
Yeah, I think she's a decent mare, Liam. Her last two runs were very good. She was fourth in a listed hurdle in Gorn, and she was third in a grade three down in Limerick. So, decent mare, and I think she'd be a decent mare in Queensbrook today. She looks a solid mare. She might have caught her on the hop today. Obviously, the
race for 11 months.
Yeah, first round of the year for her. But take nothing away from Erwin. I think she's a decent mare.
How was it during COVID, JJ? It was probably all right for you. You were working away, but it must have been terrible at race meetings, no atmosphere when you go past the post.
Yeah, obviously, Wexford is always well supported, and it's nice to see the people back. It was different, but we got used to it after a while, and we actually had more space. We're in the tote halls and the bars and stuff, so we probably had more space from that front, but it's great to have the people back, you know.
You're having a decent season, 17 or 18, is it?
Yeah, I think that's 17 now, so we're happy enough now, so hopefully we can keep them on pace and keep going.
Is that the way you look at it as a jockey? Obviously it's about winning, isn't it, JJ?
Oh yeah, it's all about wins. Trying to get on the right horses is the big thing now, really, and obviously I had 32 winners last year, and I'd like to beat that now for next year, hopefully.
Yeah, Joseph is flying, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a very strong team, flat, jumping, you know, everything, and he's having a great year.
Yeah. How's your dad doing? Has he a few horses in training still?
Yeah, good. We had a horse fourth there in Fairy House today in a pint of pint by El Salvador, and thankfully El Salvador won it as well with one of the dials. So yeah, luckily we have a few on the go there now, and so hopefully we'll get a bit of luck soon.
You're principally based now with Joseph, aren't you?
With Joseph, most of the time I go into Henry de Bromhead maybe once a week, and Stuart Crawford up the north every now and again. So yeah, but principally with Joseph, really, yeah.
Isn't it extraordinary that yourself and Jordan from nearly next door neighbours, and he started riding it with your father? Isn't it extraordinary that the two of you, he's now proven how good he is?
Yeah, he's had a great year. Obviously he was with Daddy for 5 years, and look, from day one, he had loads of natural ability, and he was a very good worker, always turned up, and took plenty of hardship with us. Now, in fairness to him, he weren't afraid to get stuck in, and would have ridden a lot of young horses and stuff like that. And obviously, then he went to Colin Bow and then Gordon Elliott. But he's only a young man, and touch wood, he's going to have a massive future ahead of him, and he's going to be one of the main men for years to come, I think.
Was that important for you when you started off, JJ, that you were bred into the game? You know, you're part of the O'Brien, your mother's one of the O'Brien. So was that important that you were you ever going to escape not being a jockey?
Probably not, but I suppose I was lucky with the start that I got with my father and mother, and horses were all we had at home, and everything was geared towards working with horses, and I suppose I got a good grounding there with Daddy, and he made you were up every morning, and you were doing things the right way, and I was lucky the ground that the start I had got, you know.
And I suppose then the other side is you're lucky the right size, I suppose.
Yeah, lucky that I don't really have much trouble with my weight, and lucky on that front as well, so I'm very, very fortunate, really.
You were able to ride during the summer, but this really is the meat of your game now, isn't it? We're heading right into it now, aren't we?
Yeah, it's just great to see a bit of juice back in the ground. Makes everything much easier anyway for horses jumping on, and it gets more competitive from here on in. The good horses start coming out, and winners probably will be harder to come by from now on, but with a bit of luck, hopefully we'll be able to get on a few.
It's unusual to find that you have no rides here tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's the way it happens.
Yeah, that's the way the thing falls. I'm lucky that I had no rides, but hopefully we'll be out Thursday in Clonmel with a bit of luck.
Well, JJ, you're flying, and great to talk to you again, and I'm glad everything is going well for you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Liam. Thank you.